In today's news headlines, Democratic candidates running for the presidential nomination debated one another on stage yet again on Tuesday evening, this time in Charleston, South Carolina. Joining frontrunner Bernie Sanders on stage was former Vice President Joe Biden, who currently enjoys a slim majority among that state's voters, plus Senators Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and billionaires Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer. As a frontrunner and one of two candidates challenging the Democratic Party establishment, Sanders faced numerous attacks from his rivals, including positive statements he'd made about literacy rates in Cuba and, per usual, the cost of his Medicare for All plan. Sanders was excoriated for supporting the rights of gun owners in his past as well. Meanwhile, Bloomberg, who performed disastrously in the last debate, was once more challenged for allegations over sexism and his taxes. Here are some highlights from the debate.
Of the last 50 polls that have been done nationally, I beat Trump 47 of those 50 times. What every study out there, conservative or progressive, says, Medicare for All will save money. Ours will cost about $45 billion, not $60
trillion. No, I was talking about
the mayor even said that they disproportionately stopped white people too often and minorities too little. There's seven white people on this stage talking about racial justice.
At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it. The way that Mayor Bloomberg
never
alleged
said that.
To have said okay. to one of
oh,
his pregnant employees.
Nobody accused me of doing anything other than just making a comment or two.
And those are some of the highlights from Tuesday night's debate in Charleston, South Carolina. Tickets reportedly cost between $1,750 and $3,200. Charleston County Democratic Party Chair Colleen Condon told reporters that it was unclear if the general public would have been able to attend at all, and that, quote, this is something that the average person doesn't usually get to go to. She added, these kind of events really are set up for sponsors and things like that. The next primary takes place in South Carolina on Saturday, where black voters make up about a third of Democrats. Mr. Biden just snagged a coveted endorsement from House Majority Whip James Clyburn, who represents that state. But a new national poll by Reuters and Ipsos shows Sanders with a slim lead over Biden among black voters nationwide. 26% of African Americans back Sanders, while 23% back Biden. The poll also found that 26% of registered Democrats and independents now see the senator from Vermont as the most electable of the party's presidential candidates. Another 20% said it was Bloomberg and 17% said it was Biden. And, quote, among all registered voters, including Republicans, 47% said they would vote for Sanders in a hypothetical general election matchup, while 40% said they would vote for President Donald Trump. Still, those numbers did not seem to impress Mr. Buttigieg, who said during the debate that a Sanders nomination would mean Democrats losing the White House, Senate, and House in the general election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pushed back on that later, saying, I think whoever our nominee is, we will enthusiastically embrace, and we will win the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, tech giant Google published data showing that Sanders was the most searched candidate during the Tuesday debate. And Twitter said he was the most tweeted about candidate as well. The coronavirus strain known as COVID-19 continues its march across the globe, with new infections reported in several countries. There have been now more than 81,000 confirmed infections and 2,700 deaths worldwide. Brazil reported its first case and the first Latin American infection from a businessman who recently returned from a trip to Italy. New cases have emerged in the Middle East as well. European nations, including Italy, are scrambling to respond as the disease spreads across the continent, albeit in still small numbers. According to the New York Times, for the first time, more new cases were reported outside China than inside. In South Korea, where the disease has rapidly spread, more than 800,000 people signed a petition for the impeachment of President Moon Jae-in over his mishandling of the situation. Here in the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a dire warning on Tuesday that communities should be prepared for infections to spread, including for, quote, social distancing measures, such as dividing classrooms into smaller sizes and employees working from home. Alex Azar, the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, in a hearing on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, echoed those concerns. He told lawmakers, "We cannot hermetically seal off the United States to a virus, and we need to be realistic about that." Meanwhile, President Trump has not seemingly decided what position to take on the virus. He downplayed the spread of the disease early on Tuesday, but then in a misspelled tweet that revealed his panic over the stock market's volatility, he blamed the media and Democrats. Trump said that outlets like CNN were, quote, doing everything possible to make the coronavirus look as bad as possible, including panicking markets if possible. And that, quote, do-nothing Democrat comrades are all talk, no action. Trump added, USA in great shape. The Washington Post reported that privately, Trump has become furious about the stock market slide, according to two people familiar with the president's thinking. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has proposed an $8.5 billion appropriation to combat the spread of COVID-19 in the U.S. Also in the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this week took a break from blocking all legislation to put forward two extremist and deceptive bills attacking women's right to an abortion. One of the bills was premised on the idea of late-term abortions, which do not exist except to create a false impression that doctors and parents murder fully formed humans after they're born. The other bill criminalized doctors if they didn't perform all available measures to keep fetuses viable after abortions. Senator Chuck Schumer slammed the bills, saying, quote, after weeks of complaining that the impeachment trial of President Trump was preventing the Senate from doing the people's business, this is what the Senate Republicans have proposed. Fake, dishonest, extreme legislation that has nothing to do with improving the lives of ordinary Americans. Several Republicans joined Democrats in voting both bills down. In international news, the death toll in India during President Trump's trip there has increased to 24. Another 189 people were injured as Hindu supremacist mobs attacked the mostly Muslim Indians protesting newly passed laws that undermine their citizenship. Associated Press explained that the clashes were the worst communal riots in the Indian capital in decades. On Wednesday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi broke his silence on the violence, tweeting, quote, peace and harmony are central to our ethos. I appeal to my sisters and brothers of Delhi to maintain peace and brotherhood at all times. It is important that there is calm and normalcy is restored at the earliest. Modi's own party has promoted Islamophobia, the anti-Muslim laws in question, and Hindu-backed violent reactions to it. Finally, violence in Idlib continues as Syrian ground troops, backed by Russian military might, entered the last rebel stronghold after weeks of airstrikes and bombing that led to the worst civilian displacement since the start of the Syrian war. Syrian government forces attacked schools and nurseries this week in airstrikes that claimed at least 21 deaths. The United Nations warns that the humanitarian crisis is now at, quote, a horrifying new level. There are reports of refugee families braving the freezing cold temperatures and makeshift tents, and babies dying in the cold. And that does it for our news headlines today.